Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
If you're looking for the best places to drink, dine, or dance in Tampa Bay, then Tampa Bay's Hottest Spots and Events is your place to go. Tampa Bay's Hottest Spots and Events features Tampa Bay's hottest establishments and services with exceptional reviews and reputation. To find the hottest spots for a night on the town or the most fun in the sun, then please follow TB Hottest Spots at MG Magazines on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. That's TB Hottest Spots at MG Magazines on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. MG Holistics Health and Beauty focuses on optimal cellular health. If you want to feel and see the difference circulation therapy and oxidative stress reduction can make, then please call or text 727-560-5328 to schedule an appointment now. MG Holistics is located in the Plaza Executive Suites building in downtown St. Pete by appointment only, so please private message or call for scheduling. Please also follow MG Holistics on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. MG Holistics focuses on optimal cellular health for overall health, well-being, anti-aging, longevity, discomfort, and mobility. Please call or private message now for scheduling or visit mgholistics.com for more information.
Sunburn Drink, a revolutionary sunburn formula. We approach the issue internally, which no other product on the market does. Made with skin-friendly vitamins and antioxidants that support your body's ability to heal faster. The results are fast-acting, instantly delivered micro-nourishment to help your body's most important function, healing itself from the inside out. No matter what brings you outside, we have you covered inside. Sunburn Drink.
Running through the strange light, chasing all them green lights, throwing out the shade for a little bit of sunshine. Hit me with them good vibes, pictures on my phone lights, everything is so fine, little bit of sunshine.
Hello, Tampa Bay. We are going to have such an awesome show tonight. So welcome to the Dawn Reese Hollywood Connection Shine MG Bright Show. And tonight's show is sponsored by MG Holistics. And that means that it is going to be jam-packed, filled with super duper valuable health information. So this is one that you do not want to miss. For yourself as well as your family, I am going to be filling you in with some seriously life-saving information. So please stay on and check it out. And I am going to begin tonight's show with what's happening in Tampa Bay. So I'm going to start with Tampa Bay's hottest spots and events. And just to let you know, if you want to know what's happening, go to Tampa Bay's hottest spots or TB hottest spots at MG Magazines on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. And TB's Hottest Spots, what we do is we focus on places that have exceptional reviews and reputation. So if you're looking for the best place to go as well as the best service or establishment, it is going to be on Tampa Bay's Hottest Spots. So I am going to begin because it is that time of the year that school's about ready to get back in session. So when we're talking about exceptional places with exceptional reputations, I am going to start with Primavera Preschool, and that is a school in Tampa. They are Apple accredited. So when you want to talk about great reviews and reputation, they have one of the highest VPK scores, and they are located off of Hillsborough Avenue, half mile east of Racetrack Road. And they take infants through VPK, and they right now have a summer camp going on. And when school starts, they have an after school care program. So they pick up from all West Chase Elementary Schools. This is such an awesome school. They are family owned and operated since 2006. They have four playgrounds and more. I mean, they have it all. This is definitely a top-notch school. So if you haven't placed your child yet, please make sure you check out primaverapreschool.com, and that's P-R-I-M-A-V-E-R-A, primaverapreschool.com. Their number is 813-855-6718. And they are also currently hiring floater positions. So if you are looking for a floater position, you might want to check them out. And then, since it's that time and there's only a few weeks left of the summer, if you want to get your kids out and about in Tampa Bay, I have got to tell you, one of the most beautiful places to go to is Treasure Island Beach. And in Treasure Island Beach, there is a place, the Sensational Beach Rentals. They actually have two places in Treasure Island, the Surf Beach Resort and the South Beach Resort. They're both located directly on the beach. They are absolutely beautiful. I mean, it is just amazing out there. And so if you're wanting to book a room to get the kids out there, or maybe get away from the kids, or just have some fun and do a staycation in Tampa Bay, you don't want to miss that opportunity. So check out sensational.com. And when you're there, it is the perfect staycation in Treasure Island, because you can go to Middle Grounds Grill. You've probably heard me mention this place before because it is one of my favorites. Oh my gosh, they have their food quality is absolutely magnificent. They have nightly features every night. The ambiance is amazing. They have live music from Wednesday through Sunday, over 200 wine selection. It's just, it's one of my favorite places. But if you're actually, and that's walking distance from both the Surf Beach Hotel as well as the South Beach Resort. So they're both right there walking distance. And then even after dinner, one of the most fun places, oh my gosh, this is like the only place to go dancing on the beach. If you've ever been on the beach and then you want to go dancing, I'm telling you, this place is always a blast. And this is CJ's on the Island, and they are also in Treasure Island, once again, walking distance from both the resorts. And they are the karaoke masters. Oh my gosh, and if they don't have karaoke, then they have DJs that are just phenomenal. Anytime I walk in there, I mean, that place, the music's just going off, and it's an absolute blast. But if you're a singer and you want to do some karaoke, it is definitely the place to go. And I'll tell you what, their sound system is so amazing. It doesn't even sound like the karaoke's going on. Either that, or they just have amazing talent in there. But there's so many times I'm just dancing and singing away, and I don't even realize people are up there singing. So the karaoke is Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday from 9 o'clock. Close on Wednesday night. They even have a live band karaoke. So 9:30, you sign up until 2 a.m. and you actually can sing with the band, and they even do free videos. So that's awesome. And when they don't have the karaoke on Friday and Saturday from 7 to 11, they have the karaoke. However, they've got DJs from 11 until 3. So that place is always, always, always hopping. And on Monday nights, if you're in the service industry, holy cow, this place is so stinking busy. Like, it is, oh my gosh, the DJ's just going off. And from 10 to 3, they have drink specials, and it's the place to go. So that's the service industry night, which is Monday night. And the place is, it's just awesome. They've got Best of the Bay winners, Ultimate Bar winner. It is definitely the place to go. But if you're not into the music or the karaoke, it's also awesome because they've got a sports bar section where they've got 100-inch screen TVs. They have the game room and everything. So it's a lot of fun for everybody. So although I wouldn't consider it kid friendly, so just to throw that out there. And if you want and you love Treasure Island so much, or the beach area so much, and you're looking for a place, David Wing from Water's Edge Realty, right now he has a location. It's a condo on Sunset Way in St. Pete Beach, which is walking distance from Woody's Waterfront. So I don't know if that's like, oh my gosh, that place has been around for years and very popular. So it's walking distance from there. We are talking magnificent golf views. The place is, oh my gosh, I saw some images, and I've got that also at Tampa Bay's Hottest Spots. So go ahead and check that out on Facebook. But if you want to check that out and you want to find out, the condo is actually $850K. And the number to get in touch with David Wing is 727-439-6634. And if you don't have a pen and you're on the road and the listeners or they can't, if you want to listen to this show again, please go to Shine MG Bright Show. And you can follow on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. But on YouTube and Facebook, you can watch the whole show. So if there's something you miss and you happen to be on the road when you catch this, you can go ahead and find the show there and get all the information you want. As well as if you want more information on these awesome places I've mentioned, go to TampaBaysHottestSpots.com. And then I also want to mention that if you're on the beaches, we can't forget about sunburn drink. So if you happen to get too much sun when you're having your last few weeks of summer, don't forget to get yourself, and you might want to think about it in advance because most people don't plan on getting sunburn, right? So you can go to sunburndrink.com. You can also go to amazon.com and get yourself sunburn drink. They're awesome little packages that you mix up with water, and they are filled with vitamins and supplements that actually help combat sun damage. And I'll tell you what, I saw some testimonies and some before and afters, and it is just, oh my gosh, like it's quite impressive what this does. And it actually helps combat the sun damage. It directly helps with your skin and repairs the skin. Oh, it's awesome. So you've got to check it out, but go to sunburndrink.com and learn much more about it. It's the way to go. So be prepared for that sunburn. And then if you want to get off the beach, we've got Grazie Italian Grill, Chef, and that's in downtown St. Pete. And holy cow, Chef Tony is just, oh my gosh, like if you see that, once again, the quality of the food is just incredible. I mean, in some of these, I've seen some tomahawks that are just like, they look like they could feed three people, but it's also artwork. Like what he does with his is just amazing. So if you haven't checked them out and you want some top-notch quality deliciousness, then definitely check out Grazie Italian Grill in downtown St. Pete. And then if you're not a tomahawk eater, holy cow, this is another place. Cider Press Vegan Gastro Pub is getting ready to open their new location. So that is coming soon. But in their new location is going to be located off of 31st and 3rd Avenue North. So that is going to be awesome. And they are currently hiring bar and kitchen staff for their grand opening. And oh my gosh, they're going to have live music. Inside bar, outside bar, it's going to be awesome. So if you're wanting to get a job there, the owners are awesome. So it'd be a great place to work. So go ahead and send your resume to info@ciderpresscafe.com. That's info@ciderpresscafe.com to get yourself a bar or kitchen staff position at Cider Press, a vegan gastro pub. And then we have an event that's coming up, and this is the St. Pete Art and Fashion Week. So if you've never been to any one of the Lux Fashion Group's events, holy cow, you're going to want to check it out because they are always just over the top. They are such a blast. So if you want to check that out, go to St. Pete Art and Fashion Week. They are selling tickets, and actually the VIP tickets are already going fast. So if you're going to want to get a VIP ticket, I recommend you hurry up and jump on that. So the St. Pete Art and Fashion Week, and that's going to be in September. And then now I'm getting ready to tell you about some extremely valuable information, and I am going to give you so much information. I know I'm going to get some backlash, but I am at the point now that there's so much that I feel when it comes to health and holistics that so many people feel as if, or they think that they are being protected and they are aware of certain things, but they're really not. There's so many hidden oxidative stressors out there and things that are harmful that really you're the only ones that are responsible or the only ones that are really going to make sure that you are looking out for your overall health and well-being. So I'm getting ready to share a lot of that. And so if you think that, and you're going to hear me mention oxidative stress quite a bit because it is on every different element no matter what you're concerned with, whether it be your health, whether it be anti-aging, whether it just be a pain, whether just anything having to do with your quality of life in any regard, everything boils down to a cellular level, because we are made up of trillions of cells. And every single disease, condition, everything boils down to that cell, and everything that it has to do with pain, dysfunction, aging, all has to do with oxidative stress and the dysfunction of cell. And cancer is the big one. And I am, if you think that, well, you don't have to worry about it because you're healthy, well, you're definitely going to want to listen to what I have to say, because there's so many hidden toxins out there that even if you think you're eating a completely natural diet, you're being bombarded with pesticides and heavy metals and in our air and our the wireless, I mean, the 5G. There's so many things out there. So I'm wanting to bring awareness, because if you can't combat, and I've mentioned oxidative stress quite a bit in my other shows, and I keep mentioning antioxidants, because oxidative stress is a result of something called ROS, or reactive oxidative species, and what combats that is antioxidants. So yes, that is a great thing, and I mean, antioxidants are optimal, and there's so many things out there that you could do to help combat that. But I also want to give some awareness, because it's so important to avoid a lot of these oxidative stressors and toxins if you can, because there's only so much you can do to combat these things with if you're trying to fight it. But if you're informed, and that's what I'm here to do, is I'm here to inform everybody so they can protect themselves, because you may assume that FDA is protecting you from a lot of things, but don't forget, I mean, how many years and how many people died of cigarette smoke before it was made open that it was cancerous. And so there's a lot of things out there, and it's just, it would be a shame to see so many people suffer before that evidence, or before it's openly admitted that there's a lot of issues out there. So I am going to touch on some of those, and I'm sure I'm going to get some backlash, but I'm going to sacrifice myself to hopefully benefit others that are listening. And if you think that some of these things that I'm gonna go ahead, I'm gonna tell you a little story of why this is so heavy on my heart. Now I received a clinical nutrition degree approximately 20 years ago, but health and holistics has been a passion of mine since I was a little girl. And so I have been researching, and before I even lost my mom to cancer and several family members to cancer, I was always fascinated. The first book I think I ever read was Back to Eden, which was a nutritional based book, and I'm talking, you know, at a very, very young age. And then I remember having the Nutrition Bible, and I was so fascinated by holistics and holistic healing. So this has been a passion of mine for pretty much my entire life. And so there's a lot of information that I want to pass on, and a lot of research and even experience that is very valid and very important. But I am going to start with, so as I've mentioned before, with the oxidative stress, every single thing out there boils down to oxidative stress, but it's a matter of what causes it. So yes, I know, you know, I've mentioned the antioxidants combats the oxidative stress. Now I want to focus on, okay, what are these things that we could do to help protect ourselves? And there's several different things that were mentioned. And like the one thing is lack of sleep creates oxidative stress. So that's something that you could try your best to focus on is to get plenty of sleep. But there's also, as I mentioned, and I'm really going to touch on the electronic radiation out there, and there's a reason for that, and I'm going to tell you that little story in a minute, because something happened that really opened my eyes, and I realized this is a subject that I need to touch on right away. And Then there's also your synthetics, and we're talking the GMOs that we're bombarded with. We're talking the pesticides all over our foods. So even if you think you're eating a very healthy diet, all natural, you're bombarded with pesticides unless you're getting organics. And you might even be surprised, because even organics are even allowed to have a certain percentage of not just non-organic, but not even natural elements. So like I said, don't assume that you're being protected and that your health is being protected. Because if you really want to protect your health and your well-being for you and your family, then you really need to step up and take charge of that. Because before a lot of these things become purely evident, there, I hate to see all the health conditions that are going to be caused prior to that. So now I've already mentioned in another one of my shows is that when it comes to oxidative stress and synthetics, it's not just the GMOs, but another huge issue out there are pharmaceuticals. And this is going to be, I'm going to tell you my little story in a minute, why this is so heavy on my heart and why this is something that I'm really passionate about. But as regards for pharmaceuticals there, and please, if we have time, I'm actually going to help people so they can look up their own studies at PubMed.gov. We're talking a national scrutinized medical database. This is not in for any regards for people to try to diagnose themselves. It's for them to be aware, and for you, all my listeners out there, to be aware of these issues that have actually been verified. And maybe some of these studies, you know, they're not going to be beneficial for these companies to be presented, so they might be kept quiet. So there is a number. If you look up drug-induced cancers, drug-induced oxidative stress. Now, there's also, if you look up under PubMed, oxidative stress and cancer. I mean, it is confirmed. I mean, these are all linked together. Oxidative stress and cancer are linked. And cancer and drugs or pharmaceutical drugs are linked. And so they're all combined. And also, you're going to hear me say oxidative stress and inflammation. They go hand in hand. Now, inflammation is not just, inflammation is also creates dysfunction. And inflammation isn't just pain and edema like most people think. It's also relative to aging. And aging, anything you hear anti-aging is actually causing dysfunction to the cell or causing havoc to the cell. It's causing issues. So if you want healthy cells, you're just going to want to do everything in your power to combat the oxidative stressors, all that you can control. So now I'm going to tell you why this is heavy to my heart. And if you think, well, I'm careful about this, that, and the other. So I lost my mom 13 years ago to cancer. And my mom was the closest thing to superwoman to me. I mean, she never was sick. I mean, just nonstop. Such a powerful woman. She just, I mean, just go, go, go. She made me feel guilty. She made me feel like an old lady of my age. And because I couldn't even stay up with her. And she went to the doctor, had her checkups, the whole nine yards. And all of a sudden, she went on vacation and she came back and she said, oh, I think I have a virus. My hand's acting up. And sure enough, when she went to the doctor, she found out that it wasn't a virus, that her hand was acting up because she had cancer six places in her brain. But it wasn't brain cancer. It was actually renal cell cancer. It was in her, and literally she constantly went to the doctors, but it started in her kidneys, renal cell cancer started in her kidneys, metastasized in her bone. She had in through her lungs, she was her lymph nodes, she was absolutely covered in it. And within a month and a half, she was gone. Like, and this went, my Wonder Woman was reasonably heartbreaking for many reasons, but just to see my mom go so quickly and was very devastating. But now I want to back it up and tell you why I think this is so relevant to inform you guys of. Because when it comes to oxidative stressors, she was the perfect storm of almost every single one that is so relevant and that I want to stress to you all. And so prior to my mom passing away from cancer and getting cancer, I had a conversation with her, and it wasn't even, it was within a year, whether it be between 6 months to a year. We were having a conversation, and she happened to mention, oh, I've been diagnosed, or well, she had osteoporosis. She was aware of that, but she was given a new medication, and she even knew, she said, and yeah, well, there's a risk of cancer in this medication. And of course, you know, that was my mom. I couldn't like say, no, you know, I mean, in hindsight, I wish I did. But, you know, my mom was going to do what she's going to do. And obviously she took the medication. And so I'm thinking, and like I said, this is a perfect storm brewing. So I'm going to back up. I'm not going to say it's all the medication, but if you look, go to PubMed.gov and you look up these medications and drug-induced cancers, you will see that there are pharmaceuticals out there that create cancer amongst many of things. So it's not just pharmaceuticals, but it's something that you should be aware of. But then I kind of backed up. My clinical nutrition mindset said, okay, wait a minute, osteoporosis. Okay, so this is why it's so important. If you're out there and thinking, well, I'm not going to do this or that. I mean, you don't realize that all these little things add up, because we're talking about cells, trillions of cells. And if you wait until those dysfunctional cells, until it gets to the point of cancer, in my mom's case, it was far too, you know, before she even knew anything was wrong, it was just too late and too fast, to where I'm wanting to point these things out so I can hopefully help others so they can help themselves from recognizing that, hey, maybe an accumulation of these events or practices may not be beneficial for your well-being. So now, okay, I'm going to say my mom had osteoporosis. That's why she took the medication. Now, I also knew my mom liked her, and I'm talking within moderation, nothing crazy, but she liked her vanilla. It was a diet vanilla soda. And now I'm going to back that up. So the artificial sweeteners in diet, directly linked, you can look it up, to cancer. Okay, not only that, the phosphorus in the soda, directly relevant, and the phosphorus depletes the body and the bones of calcium and leads to osteoporosis. Also, you've got caramel colors, also linked to cancer. And when, you know, but she liked her treat, her one soda a day. And once again, this could just have been a perfect storm of all these things building up. But so now, okay, so that's what created for her to take the medication. And I don't believe it's coincidence. So I'm sure some listeners may think, oh, well, it could be coincidence. Now there's another thing out there that my mom used to love to do. Or not love to do, but she did. And that is, now remember, she had renal cell cancer, kidney cancer. And she took Tylenol PM, and also Tylenol is linked to cancer. Look it up. But she had just her one a day, and it was Tylenol PM that helped her sleep. And Tylenol PM is covered with blue dye. And blue dye, once again, is directly relevant to renal cancer. There are studies out there. Kidney tumors in rats, and studies out there relative to blue dye. If your children are having dyes, oh my gosh, please stop, because it is, just because it is in your foods does not mean it's safe. Do the research, do the studies, you will see that these dyes are causing cancer. We've got red, yellow, blue, it's anything. I mean, it's, and I'm telling you what, I know times can be tough, and it's such a shame, the price of organics, like it's absolutely criminal, I think, with the fact that just trying to be healthy and to avoid just all these toxins out there, that it's just, you have to pay in an arm and a leg. But whatever it takes, if anything, if you're going to invest in anything, your health is the most important thing to invest in, because nothing's going to matter if you don't have that. And if you don't invest now, then it's going to be extremely pricey later. So that is something else that is I feel very relative. And so now we've got, so once again, I'm mentioning my mom was the perfect storm of every oxidative stress out there, but there's still one more that I didn't even mention. So we've got our synthetics, we've got the dyes, we've got the pharmaceuticals, we've got all that, we've got the sodas, we've got, I mean, the artificial sweeteners and the phosphorus depleting the bones. And so there were just a multitude of things that led up to the what eventually happened. But the one thing, too, and this is another stressor, and this is an oxidative stressor, that there's so many out there. So not all of them are ingested or in the air or environmental or toxins out there, but stress, outright stress. And if you've heard stress kills, it definitely does. And why it does that is because it increases acidic level, your pH. And so if you haven't, please go to Shine MG Bright Show and catch up on a lot of these shows, because there's some super valuable information. But I did a water test last week, and I also tested some alkaline waters and showed that a lot of these alkaline waters out there that you think are alkaline, that are supposed to be in the high 8s, 8.8 or 9s, were actually between 5 and 6. And so it's important that you are aware. So if you're spending money thinking that you're drinking high alkaline water, you might want to watch out for that. But the reason I bring that up is because when it comes to stress, that is huge. And if you've heard somebody say you're in a toxic relationship, if you're being emotionally abused, well, that is literal, because stress and abuse is physiologically damaging for your health and well-being. Now, that wasn't my mom's situation. She was dealing with another stressful situation, and at the same time, it was very stressful. A lot was going on, and I believe in my heart that it was that it was just a perfect storm brewing, and within no time at all, it the multitude of them all, and it was just too late. So I just wanted to share that story because it really is a perfect example of all the little oxidative stressors out there that really can be very important and cause a lot of havoc. Now, there was another thing that I'm going to bring up when it comes to my mom is after she had passed. She, and once again, remember, before she even knew she had cancer, where it finally surfaced and caused her issues was once it reached her brain. We're talking 6 places in her brain that she had the tumors and that she had the cancer growth. And after she passed, I happened to be talking to my dad and was having an issue with my phone or saying something. He's like, oh, why don't you use your mom's phone? And my mom's phone, I didn't use it because I started to use it. And my mom's phone was really hot. And I just knew right then something wasn't right. And my mom, and this is back 13 years ago, so it was a flip phone, one that she would have up to your ear. And so I am now wanting to touch on these electronic radiation and the issues out there, and especially the 5G and everything else. And the reason this is heavy on my mind right now for this show is because in the past few months, I'm very in tune to my body, and I'm very careful to try to avoid a lot of these toxins and a lot of these oxidative stressors. And I happened to notice that I had 2 fingers that had just, it didn't even make sense to me. Nowhere on my body, but I had 2 fingers. It was like horrible eczema. It was something like I've never experienced. It was just 2 fingers, my pointer on my index hand, or my right hand rather. And it didn't make sense. I couldn't figure out. And I tried everything. I mean, and normally if I ever have an issue, ironically, the one thing that worked, because it got so bad, it was the worst case of eczema I had ever experienced. I'm talking bloody, it was terrible. And And I even at one point stuck my fingers in teabag. And ironically, when I did, and once again, please go to my shows because I work with a lot of remedies, but the organic white tea with a lot of antioxidants, it actually helped relieve it. And I also did the Beamer therapy, which increases the microcirculation from my MG Holistic office. And that really helped. But it just kept resurfacing. It wouldn't go away. And I couldn't figure out what in the world was going on. And then I realized it was the two fingers. And now I am going to mention, but I don't want to make this about products and stuff. But I happen to do, I've been aware of cellular radiation issues out there for a few years now. And I often wear a device, or it's a Q-Link, and it helps the biofield. I have at mgholistics.com. I have my number. I'm going to be doing an order. I can explain things because there's a lot of different ones that help. There's some that are even that cover like a 50 that you could put in your house and cover that will help your babies and everything else too to protect them, because we are bombarded with this with 5G. And I know this is probably going to get some backlash. And honestly, when it first came out, I thought that I thought at first I kind of questioned how far-fetched it was. But when I'm talking about oxidative stress and all of my different shows, I touched on oxidative stress. And again, please go to PubMed.gov because all these things are in here. These are studies. I am not just pulling this stuff off the top of my hat. I mean, these are verified, scrutinized medical database studies. And if you look up oxidative stress and cancer, oxidative stress and COVID. Oxidative stress and COVID are directly related. And also, when it comes to oxidative stress, glutathione, so if you have, when I'm talking about oxidative stress, if you have elevated glutathione, if you have elevated glutathione, you have a reduction of oxidative stress. And there's also studies out there in regards to glutathione deficiency and COVID. So they're also linked. But there's also a study out there where it shows COVID and ROS. And the ROS actually created viral load of COVID. Okay? So you guys, this is so directly related. You can also look up and find and see the studies that oxidative stress is created. Cell phone radiation creates oxidative stress. You will also find cell phone radiation and brain cancer. That's also in there. But I'm going back to the one which cell phone radiation and oxidative stress. Remember the link, the link of oxidative stress and COVID. The link right there, ROS, oxidative stress. Okay, cell phone radiation. Okay, now I'm going to bring you to something that it got pulled off and people just thought it was just absolutely ridiculous. And that was when COVID hit, was the same time 5G towers went up. Okay, that was the same time. And I know a lot of people thought it was ridiculous, but the more I do my research, the more I see there's something here that can't be ignored. And I know how healthy I am when it comes to combating oxidative stress. And when I mentioned like the protection and the Q-Link, what I had, ironically, when my fingers started acting up was when I took the case off my phone that actually had one on it. But even with the 5G, I've got to tell you that I have noticed that when I hold my phone, that my hand I get hand pain. I stopped holding my phone. I started using, and this is another thing I want to recommend. So if you don't want to go to MG Holistics and learn about devices there, you can use a stylus. So I started using it once I realized what was going on with my fingers and started using a stylus, it got better. And there's also little stands out there. So I'd recommend if you are one like myself, because I'm in marketing and I work a lot, I'm on the phone a lot, that to do everything you can to avoid it. Now, I'm not just going to talk about the wireless, the 5G, and And well, actually, another thing I want to mention too is you want to use it on, you want to do speakerphone. You do not want to have your phones up to your head. You want to keep it away from your head because, like I had mentioned, there is research out there when it comes to cancer, brain cancer, and cell phones. And there was one out there, and I kind of find it really suspicious because there was I've been studying this for years, and I know I pulled a lot of information directly off the American Cancer Society that now isn't there. So that is very. I'm concerned with that because we need to be aware, and I just feel like there's so much out there that's being kept from us. But there is right now in PubMed.gov there is a study confirming brain cancer and cell phone use. So that is still validated and out there. So you do not want to have that cell phone near your head. And now I'm talking about don't sleep and think that you're using your cell phone for your alarm and you've got it anywhere near your head. Do everything in your power to keep it away from you whenever possible. So if you're on it, use the speakerphone. Don't even just to do yourself to avoid that is the best. Use a stylus so you're not constantly touching that screen as well as holding it. And also too, it's not just the cell phones. There's also other issues out there are power cords. So if you've got power cords out there, there's also you're getting issues off of that when it comes to radiation that can be harmful. So if you've got like a power cord across your headboard of your bed, you might want to direct it in a place that is not going to be located in an area that can cause issues. And the reason why I really started being aware of this is because I have been, not only have I been doing a lot of studies, but I have, when I've learned a lot and when I actually first was introduced to a medical device that I currently have and use, and I went to a microscopy location where they took my blood and it really was profound for me to see my blood prior to going in, and I could see, I had my blood cells, you could see a difference. And I went in and had a therapy session, and it was a device. It was actually channeled through a pulse electromagnetic field, but it was painless. I couldn't feel it. And then after I was done, I couldn't feel anything other than, I mean, I felt better. Trust me, I felt some magnificent results. But when I'm saying I couldn't feel anything, I could not feel anything at the time of the session. And there was, so I didn't, but there was a very powerful force. There was something literally affecting my cell pathology, my blood pathology. And when I went back to the microscopy, they took my blood again. And I could see the change in my cells. And that's when it definitely opened my eyes to think that if I didn't feel this, like, think about all the other things. Now, this was something that was beneficial for my cells, but there's a lot of things out there that are not. And just because you don't feel it at the time, now I'm telling you what, things are getting pretty bad with that because, like I said, I can literally feel pain in my hand when I hold it at times. And I don't know if anybody out there is experiencing that and they don't know what's going on. So if you are, you might not want to hold your phone, and you might want to look in other ways out there to help protect yourself. But I definitely, this was just heavy on my heart because of what happened and how it, I know it was directly relative to having my skin condition on just two fingers. And ironically, that was the one thing. I stopped holding my phone and all I was doing was touching my phone with two fingers. And that was where I was having the issues. And ironically, it was when I also had the device off it as well. So I don't believe that these things, that's why I think awareness is huge, because I don't think there's one thing that is going to completely protect you. Just like I mentioned, you can have all the antioxidants. I mean, you can do everything in your power to try to combat it, but we are bombarded with everything. So as healthy as you try to be, we are constantly being bombarded with toxins everywhere. So with that said, it's even more important to do everything you can in your power to stay healthy and to protect yourself. Now, when I mention the toxins out there, I also want to touch on It's very important, because that's another thing when it comes to oxidative stress. And when you have a buildup of toxins, that's huge. So there's a number of ways that you can help alleviate the toxins. And for instance, if you've had the vaccine or any vaccines for that matter, I mean, actually everybody could use a good detox. I mean, everybody. But there's a lot of issues with heavy metals. And even, like I said, the pesticides, and there's heavy metal issues there. And so in order, that is so important for overall health. So when it comes to all the toxins out there, is to make sure to get yourself, there's a number of things that are really good for detoxification. And it's something that I even mentioned last week in regards to optimal, or when I was talking about the alkaline diet and maintaining a proper pH. And that, once again, is super important when it comes to, here we are again, oxidative stress. Because another thing that causes the oxidative stress is when you have an acidic body, as I mentioned, in regards to the stress, and that creates oxidative stress, and also creates the acidic body. But also diet is relative to your body being acidic. There's no question it's relative. And that actually brings me to something that I want to mention, and that is that I've actually got some backlash since I did the water testing, and I'm so glad I did, because this is something that I want to mention. And that is, so I posted that video where I tested the waters, and somebody tried to say, alkaline water, that's hub, you know. And right now people are trying to knock the alkaline waters. Well, actually, like I said, if you watch my tests, the ones that were advertised as being alkaline were not. So if you can get your hands on it, go to Shine MG Bright Show and please check out the results. But it was Evian and Public Spring Water were the two that rated the highest, and Fiji was third. And they've been kind of, because I test my waters all the time, they're kind of inconsistent, but they're up there. They're good. Sometimes I've had Fiji be pretty alkaline, but sometimes not. But the two that have always been consistent when I constantly test has been the Evian and Public Spring. But somebody tried to knock my results, or knock the validity of how important having alkaline water is. And they tried to state, it's that it cannot, because your stomach acid will completely dissolve any benefits of the alkaline water. And sure enough, boom, I just plugged it in, PubMed.gov, I pulled it up. Alkaline, there's a study there that shows alkaline water being beneficial for reflux disease. Okay, we are talking, this is relative, gastroenteral reflux disease, GERD. Gastrointestinal. This is an intestinal issue that is caused, and this is showing that it helps acids. It helps. So if you've been told that alkaline water is dissolved with stomach acid, look at PubMed and you will see the results there that will show that that is not true. And then, of course, I still got the backlash. Well, that's not, it doesn't affect, it can't affect your blood. It doesn't affect your blood. It's only, now your stomach, I got him to agree that it was the stomach, but no, it can't affect your blood. And now I'm trying to think, how can people be so adamant that diet, an alkaline diet, can affect your blood? It is very clear. Now, don't forget, I have a clinical nutrition degree. I did my internships in the cardiac unit, as well as, and we're talking high blood pressure issues all day long relative to diet. Okay, we're talking blood pressure. Blood definitely changes blood pathology. Diet can be very, is huge, as well as diabetics. Okay, so there's no question that diet affects your blood. Now, how somebody can knock the benefits of alkaline water? H2O is the one thing that is small enough to pass through the cell wall. So to not think that this can be beneficial and change your blood pH, it doesn't make sense. But what it is that the studies aren't there. And that's why. So people are saying, now when I got my degree, and that's why I am, I mean, that is why, yes, clinical research and studies is important to me, because in the clinical world, and that's what I'm getting at right here, is in the clinical world, if the studies aren't there, then it doesn't exist in their mindset, because they have to have the valid studies. Otherwise, it could be gimmicks and everything else, which that is good to rule out gimmicks. However, not everything has a study, and not every organ. So, for instance, the studies out there, and that is the issue, is that when it comes to holistics and when it comes to a lot of things out there that are extremely beneficial, the studies and a lot of these things out there are going to be geared towards the money. And because these powerful companies that are paying for these studies are doing so, there's going to be a lot more out there when it comes to healing and health that are going to be pharmaceutical in the studies, obviously, because that's where the money's coming from to pay for these. So, but there are, if you do your research, there are a lot of things out there that are beneficial. However, you cannot, FDA will make sure that a lot of these companies out there that are in the holistic industry cannot make claims, and they cannot inform people that there are beneficial therapies out there that aren't, that are holistic based or natural based. And the problem with that too is when it comes to a lot of these natural based items is that you can't patent them. So a lot of things that were initially made from, or actually remedies, natural remedies, they've been synthesized and they've been made in a synthetic form because they can be patented and benefited financially that way. So I just want to open everyone's eyes to be aware that just because maybe the study isn't there doesn't mean, because logically, how could a good alkaline diet not help pH? And if you can have a proper pH, that directly is so beneficial for oxidative stress. And don't forget, oxidative stress is so important for your overall health and well-being on every single regard, from anti-aging to cancer to every disease to everything out there. So why you would want to try to constantly fight that issue or to fight the benefits of it is beyond me. But I know personally that when I know my body, and I know that when I can feel it. I mean, I am so in tune now that when I feel off, I will test myself, and sure enough, those are the times that I'm acidic. And it's just a matter of me finding out. And that's how I found out one of the waters that I mentioned, and that was Zephyr Hills, that changed. It used to be higher alkaline and suddenly changed when it came to the pH level. And I was drinking a lot of that and assuming that it was still higher in alkaline, and until I started feeling like something wasn't right. I started feeling lethargic. I started feeling achy. I started feeling like I had poison blood. And sure enough, the only thing that changed was my pH level. I tested, I was acidic, and I made that change. So that's why it's so important to be in tune and to be aware of all these oxidative stressors out there, and to do everything in yourself, for yourself and your family, to protect yourself from the synthetics, from all these things that can cause havoc to your health, your well-being on so many different levels. And you want to really focus on it, because the best cure is prevention. And that is why it is so, so important to start early and to protect yourself early on so you can be as healthy as possible. And I want to wish everybody all the best and God bless, because I am getting to that time. We are on our last few seconds here. So before I sign off, if you want to please follow Shine Empty Bright Show to listen to these shows and follow up on some super valuable health information and all the fun stuff. And I've got some great shows planned too. So God bless you all. Just a little bit. Like life is, woo,
little more, drink a bit of it. Smile a little more and I'm into it.
And Clearwater
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3,
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.